Thank you very much, Smangolwa, for that wonderful question. A church is a house of God where everyone is welcome, and you, as a pastor, your duty is to appeal to all the senses in the church. A good example is like me as a teacher in a class. I should know my class individually. So I should appeal to the senses of every learner in my class. So I should first of all identify those who are visually impaired, those who are hearing impaired, and those who are just okay, those who are differently abled, so to say. So first of all, when you are preaching as a pastor, if you have an idea that there's one with hearing impairment, for that person to come to church, it means they want to hear what everyone is hearing. So you should make sure that you make available any assistive device or any interpreter for that person, so that the person can equally get the word of God. And when it comes to those who are visually impaired, there are parts where the pastor will give a Bible verse to say, okay, can we all look in Luke chapter so and so and so, verse so and so and so. So now, if someone is visually impaired, they would feel uncomfortable when everyone opens the Bible and they remain waiting to hear from someone to read. So, you as a pastor, at least if you could maybe make sure there is large print Bibles or Braille Bibles, that would be better. Or better still, you could make sure at least there's an assistive device somewhere which can help this individual to be able to follow text in the Bible. Because when someone is reading, the pace at which they are reading may not be very comfortable to the person who is visually impaired and listening. So no wonder every person in the church should have a Bible to follow as one is reading. So make sure as a pastor, at least you make available the Braille materials, large print materials for these members. And you also identify if there are others who might need any assistance in terms of reaching out to them as you deliver the message. So you have a big task ahead of you to make sure that they all have materials to go through and the word of God reaches everyone in the church. It feels embarrassing when you are just seated there, everyone is opening the Bible and reading and following your word by word as they read from the Bible.